Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Three Under Par podcast. This is a golf podcast where
little white ball is life.
I'm your host, Scotty T, and I'm joined by my co-host, T-Bone. T-Bone, how are you doing this fine on Monday evening?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. Got some, I guess you could say exciting news to share with the listenership, but let's just say I'm on cloud nine of golf-wise, but your boy's riding high, so.
Wow, and just so that everybody knows out there, T-Bone has not told me in advance, so I don't know what he's going to say. We're really going off the cuff here. So, hey, we're doing it live for the pod. So, T-Bone, let's show some love to our sponsors here real quick, and then we'll dive into some of your exciting news. Chip Golf. We're going to Chip Golf Co. Use promo code 3UNDERPAR. The gloves. Gloves here are Fuego. They look great. And so Randall was on the pod a few weeks ago, or I guess a couple months ago now. So we can go back and listen to that episode. But we love Chip Golf. Great quality. They're fantastic. Use promo code 3UNDERPAR for 10% off your order. And we got to show some love to Drinkabuddy. Drinkabuddy, our very first sponsor of the show. Use promo code 3UNDER for 10% off your order. Look, you take some Drinkabuddy with your last pill of the night, and it's really there to take the edge off. Because, look, we've all been there. Guys trip. I know T-Bone just got back from the Big Kahuna, which I am very excited to hear about. Drinkabuddy comes in clutch. It's there to, again, you take it. It's a pill you take with the last drink of the night. It's going to help curb that sluggish feeling the next day. You know, there's no silver bullet, but it's going to help your recovery time, if you will. If you've had one too many cocktails, but hey, we've all been there. It's going to help you make those early morning tea times. So drinkabuddy.com, promo code 3UNDER, all the links in the description below. T-Bone, I don't know if you want to share your exciting news, but I definitely want to hear about the Big Kahuna as well. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Sure. Yeah, we'll start with the Big Kahuna. So we've been back, I think, about 2 weeks now from the Big Kahuna, and I'm afraid to say the Bag Rats lost our first ever Big Kahuna. So it was a tough loss. I think we lost by 1 point out of roughly 20 matches or so.
Wow.
So that was a tough one. I did all right in my matches. It's actually terrifying. On Sunday, last day of the trip, singles, we knew it was going to be a close match. And I'm the anchor. I'm in the final tee time with our ace, and got up to probably like a five up through nine lead, maybe four up. And I believe it got to either one up or all square. So
what?
I was headed for the collapse of the century, but ended up hanging on, got the W, and ended up doing all right in our Calcutta as well. But yeah, it was a tough loss. We've been undefeated every year, but overall amazing trip. And I can without a doubt, Arcadia Bluffs and Arcadia South are two of the hardest golf courses I've ever played in my life. I'm around a four handicap, and I shot 80, 88, 87 out there.
Wow.
And I'm talking four club wins, slick greens, hitting wedges on the front of the green, roll off the back, three jack central. It was ugly, and it was a bloodbath. And, but overall, golf in Michigan, summertime, couldn't recommend it enough. I think all things considered, Arcadia Bluffs is kind of under the radar, and as well with price, if you compare it to like a Kiowa Island or, you know, Pebble or anything like that. So yeah. I would highly, highly recommend going to Michigan for Arcadia Bluffs, and just a lot of good spots in general. I think it actually has the most public golf courses out of any state. So highly recommend.
Quick fact check real quick. I just looked you up on the Gen Handicap, and you're 3.3, Scaff. That rounds down. So, I'm just saying.
So this might be a good segue. around a 4, maybe 3.9 about 2 weeks ago going into the Kahuna. And, you know, I think I had a 73, but those 87s, 88s, those hurt. And
fair.
Played around with KJ last weekend, actually. We also got to give a shout out to KJ. Sterling Country Club, club champion. I think we can all say the guy has put in the work. And
I think more his liver has put in the work, honestly, to get him to this point. So,
well, those go hand in hand. Yeah. Golf game and drinking. Yeah, those go hand in hand. But played with him and it was pretty messy. But he played good and was I played high school golf with this kid and he basically just went to Whataburger during practice and would somehow be like the best golfer on the team. And the guy actually is trying at golf now, which is kind of weirding me out. He was trying to play it cool, like he was, you know, just having fun. But I was headed to the car and I saw him get in the golf cart and head back out onto the course after playing 18. So I know he wasn't messing around, but it's funny to see him actually trying at golf. So but anyways, shout out to KJ for
congratulations, KJ.
That's a big win.
Yep.
For the pod, and we're definitely happy for you. But
to all a certain right, point.
Now let's get to, I guess you could say, the big news. So,
okay,
just putting things into perspective. I've been playing golf for over 20 years now, and on Saturday at Gus Wortham, something special happened, and your boy got his personal best lowest round of my golf career. So smooth little 68 at Gus Wortham. And I'm on cloud nine and it came out of nowhere. It was
well done.
It was a stress-free 68. I mean, it was,
yeah,
it was never in any kind of trouble, really. A bunch of tap-ins, a lot of birdies. So it was a lot of fun.
T-Bone, congratulations, my friend. Career low, 68. Arguably, we should go back and listen to our top five of public golf courses in the city of Houston. It's one of the best public courses in the 713 area code, because it actually is in the 713 area code, not those other 281ers out there. You know who you are. Shout out to you, Jairus. But congratulations, my friend. That's a great round. Is that your first time ever breaking 70?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old are you now? Are you 30 yet?
I'd shot 70 a few times, but it had never cracked it. So, and the 3-under par, you know, it couldn't have been any better. 3-under par, did it for the brand.
Yeah.
Actually had a putt at 67, but it didn't feel right. So had to lay up. And I was, you know, shitting my pants. So, but
68, my friend.
Yep. And I will say just a little, I don't even know if I'd say asterisk, but it was playing easy. The City Am is coming up at Gus. So yep. a lot of the tips were blocked off. So,
okay.
Being generous, it was a combo set, but it was basically from the white tees. But
from the white tees? No, yeah. Don't tell me that. Is that an asterisk set to it now?
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man. I won't give you an asterisk. I'm not going to rant on your parade. You're on cloud nine.
I've played a lot of rounds of golf from 6,000 yards, and I've never sniffed 68. So I'm gonna take it and roll with it.
Man, you had a shot there at Sterling not too long ago as well when you were out there with KJ. Would you were like 6-under through or 4-under through six?
Yeah.
Start the round? Like, man. Hey, I'll tell you what though, that if you can get through that like front nine stretch at Gus and then you're like even par 1-under, you're like, all right, yeah, like it's gettable.
There's some opportunities for sure.
Yeah. Especially if there's no wind.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if the wind picks up out there, it can get pretty tough. Because that's the only defense of the golf course, really, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, man, that's fantastic. So, did you play with anybody who could witness it that we know of?
Yeah. Who
did you play with?
A couple loyal listeners. We got Mr. Drew Tolson was there.
Tolson, nice.
He was in attendance for the history.
Did he text me?
Rex Wallace.
Rex?
Yeah. We got Domo there, and then a new coworker of mine. So,
man, yeah, you just switched jobs too. So you're really impressing the new coworkers. You shoot 60.
I told him, I go, man, you just witnessed the best round of my life. I've been playing for 20 years. But I played it off, you know, like I'm all right at golf, you know. But yeah, first hole, I hit it to 6 inches.
You sandbagging son of a bitch. You look at you.
Yeah. So,
man, I'm getting lunch with Rex this week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have to ask him about it if he can confirm what he saw.
And then again, just to go a little bit back to reality here, ended up getting a late invite to Lochinvar on Sunday. And let's just say we celebrated the 68 pretty hard. Didn't have my drinking buddy and had a classy little 84 on Sunday at Lochinvar. So we're back to reality, but I got my glory for a little bit. And I'm ready to get back out there.
68 to 84. So you had a 16 shot difference. That's almost a shot a hole, T-Bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I understand Lochinvar is a little tougher.
Wait, 14.
14. Sorry, my math sucks. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
What'd you shoot? 84, you said?
I think that's 16 now that I
Yeah, hold on. I am getting an MBA now, so my math isn't terrible. Look at you. We're doing great.
Yeah. No, Lochinvar was a little harder, and I wasn't quite feeling my best. So
fair.
I'm gonna do it.
Well, congratulations, T-Bone. That's really exciting. It's a good feeling. Breaking 70 for the first time, that first career low. Yeah, I actually have – I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I got my career low scorecard right here. You don't have to see it. Hold on. No, if you will. It was out at Hearthstone, the stone. If you really want to know, you can ask me.
Just pulling your leg to make you – to show this. Come on, show the audience.
64. 64. It's doing 31-33. There you go.
Bastard.
Yeah, well, it was during COVID and I was on furlough, so I had a lot of time on my hands. Play a lot of golf at that point. But yeah, no, it's really exciting. Yeah, fantastic. Congratulations again. I still want to talk with Rex, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. That's fun, man.
Rex will
he's gonna be drooling all over it.
Oh yeah, he sent me like a text later in the afternoon, was like, I can't believe that happened.
I bet you came on bragging to his dad about it too and everything. Yeah. Like, oh, no, guess what I just saw
from the dad as well, from Big Trav as well.
Did you really? I knew it.
The news is starting to spread. Let's just say it's starting to
start spreading the news. T-Bone's coming your way.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's awesome. Fantastic. Well, T-Bone, let's talk a little PGA Tour golf here. How's that sound? Because I have no personal golf stories. I don't have time to play golf. Golf doesn't really exist in my life at this moment in time. But before we move on from that, I do want to say next Monday, we are playing in the Brawley Basket Invitational. You follow us on our Instagram, which you should go do at 300 Par Pod. That's the number 300 Par Pod on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review, 5 stars. You know the drill. Go and do that. We're playing in the Brawley Basket. It's going to be at the Sterling Country Club next Monday on September 25th. So if you have any interest on that, let us know. Shoot us a DM or shoot us an email. Again, all of our socials are down below. It's a great time. Look, it's an honor of a friend of ours of the podcast who passed away suddenly a few years ago. So it's going to a cause to help raise money for an education fund to send children or kids from his high school to college. So it's to help set up a college fund. We're raising money for that again next Monday at Sterling Country Club. If you live in the Houston area and you would like to play, let us know. We'd be happy to hook you up. I will be there. T-Bone will not be because he is starting a new job. Again, congratulations on that. But so that's the big news. I get to play next Monday. That's where I'm getting at. I get to play next Monday for a good cause. It's going to be great. So PGA Tour Golf. T-Bone, I want to show some love here to Shahid Theegala, who comes out for a win this week. If you watched Full Swing at all, the Netflix season one documentary, Shahid Theegala was one of the PGA Tour rookies featured, really gained a lot of popularity, I would say, amongst just golf fans. Those who didn't know him, they followed him and Milo who Milo finished second at the PGA, had the lead going in the 17. But yeah, so again, a lot of fans, I would say. His dad also, dynamic personality, fantastic. Shahid Theegala comes out with his first PGA Tour win this week. Really happy for this guy.
Yeah, he's insanely likable. I think everyone was rooting for him, and he's played well for a while now. It's good to see him get a win. And yeah, Full Swing was awesome. That was a great episode on him, and it did show him kind of losing a tournament. So good to see him able to get a W after that.
Absolutely. And hey, he lives in the Houston area too. So is he the most popular PGA Tour golfer from the city of Houston now? Maybe. I don't know. There's not that many, to be honest. There's a lot more in DFW than there are in Houston. Because we know Patrick Reed ain't the most popular.
Well, he's not a PGA Tour player.
Oh, that's a good point. Pro golfer. How about that? Pro golfer?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, no, really excited for Shahid Theegala. I just didn't really have much time to watch it this weekend, but super excited for him.
If I'm being honest, I didn't know. I saw that the tournament was happening, but I had no idea there was a PGA Tour event happening going into this week, if I'm being totally honest with you.
No, that's all right. It was at Silverado Country Club in Napa. So I don't know if that's the beginning of the new schedule, the wraparound schedule. It might be, actually. Already? I feel like they would wait till after the Ryder Cup.
We'll have to take a look at that. As a golf podcast, we probably should be on top of this, but we'll get to the bottom of this.
That's right. Hey, look, eyes are all on the Ryder Cup at this point. Full Ryder Cup preview will be coming next week, but T-Bone, they finished out the teams. We were going to speculation, just JT get it. And not surprisingly, JT got he got placed on the team. Zach Johnson picked him as a captain pick. Really not surprising, but T-Bone, I'm not going to lie. There was one surprising pick that I had because Freddie Couples is one of the assistant captains, right, for Zach Johnson this year. And who does Freddie Couples love is Cameron Young. Cameron Young did not get picked for this year's team. Everybody was assuming that he was going to get picked. He was technically on the outside looking in. But look, he's got the game. He's got it in with Freddie Couples. But they do not pick him. They picked Sam Burns instead. Team, I'm not going to lie. I was really surprised that they went with Sam Burns over Cameron Young. What were your thoughts on the final pick on the American side?
So I'm not sure entirely how this is going to work, but I feel like I heard something about Cam Young being able to be on the team as like a, I don't even know what you call it, backup or
like alternate or something.
Yeah. So I was kind of surprised. You know, I think back to the match play, if that had something to do with it. But at the same time, Sam Burns, I believe, lost to Cam Young in the match play. Okay. So they're both really good players. I think Cam Young was maybe a little kind of streaky, but I think Sam Burns, I don't think he was on a lot of people's radars, so was definitely surprised. I think they're both really good picks. I will say with this team in general, I do like that we're officially like the younger generation. You know, we've got the young guys. It's almost like Spieth and JT are the veterans now.
Which is crazy.
And there's just so much talent on the team. And I do feel like the European team is just kind of weird and kind of old. And I think our team's really stacked, really young. So I think we're set up well for this year and many Ryder Cups to come.
Yeah, I agree. So for the official Team USA pick, I'll just or roster, I'll read them off real quick. Sam Burns, Patrick Cantlay, Wyndham Clark, Ricky Fowler, Brian Harman, Max Homa, Brooks Koepka, Morikawa, Schauffele, Scheffler, Spieth, Justin Thomas. Yeah, I mean, really the quote-unquote old guy there is Brian Harman and if maybe Ricky Fowler, which is kind of crazy to think about. It's just, you know, Ricky's still younger, but he's just been around for forever now. So same with JT for that matter. You know, JT was at one point a controversial pick for the Ryder Cup in 2017, and in France and absolutely crushed it. So there are a couple first timers though, you know, Wyndham Clark, Sam Burns, as we mentioned, but then you got some vet guys out there, Jordan Spieth, Scotty Scheffler. It's crazy to think this is only his second Ryder Cup team, because this first time he dominated world number one John Rahm in singles, which is crazy in hindsight, but I don't know. They're both so good. Now, on the European side, obviously they got their studs. They got Roy McIlroy, Victor Hovland, John Rahm. Like, those guys are just absolutely solid. Rounded out with this, some Englishmen, Matt Fitzpatrick, Tommy Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton. Those guys have been there, done that. And then they got a few other guys, probably I would say making their debut, Seb Straka, Robert McIntyre, as well as, oh, I'm going to butcher this name. Hold on. You know who I'm talking about. First off, wait, did I show love to Justin Rose? Justin Rose is on this team as well. Oh, gosh. What's the Norwegian's name, T-Bone? Help me out here.
No, I got to hear it from you.
Stop. No, you don't. No, he's Norwegian. No, sorry, not Swedish. Ludvig Edberg.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And let's not forget, this guy has not played a full season on the PGA Tour yet. This spring, he was at Texas Tech, and he somehow managed to play his way into the Ryder Cup. Unbelievable. So that's going to be really interesting to see how Captain Luke Donald plays with him. I would probably play a couple, maybe one team match and then an individual. But yeah, I would say like Americans are definitely favored, but like the Europeans are not going to back down.
For sure. And I think the there's been a lot of hype around Ludvig. I've loyal listener, shout out Sammy Slim, is a Tech grad and has been shouting from the mountaintops about Ludvig and his potential. Yeah. And it seems like he has some serious games. So I that'll be interesting, but having played a major or a full season on the PGA Tour, I think that just shows how much more depth US team has.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that's it's kind of interesting, just to kind of give you an idea of the depth, is I've seen Ludvig compared to Sam Bennett a lot from A&M.
Interesting.
Kind of similar career track, both really good. And I just think about Sam Bennett making the US Ryder Cup team. Just yeah. When it happened. So I think we have a lot more depth, but at the same time, you never know what can happen in these matches. So,
especially in match play, man. Match play, it's not stroke play. It's obviously still golf, right? You got to go out and hit your shots and whatnot, but you're not as much playing the golf course. You're playing the man.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, look, you get a rookie out there who's fearless. Whoo, if he gets hot, like, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll have to dive in more next week.
Yeah, stay tuned for next week. Full episode of Ryder Cup breakdown here. T-Bone, do you have any golf gossip? Because I think I got one. Because speaking of the Englishmen, we were just talking about Matthew Fitzpatrick. Matthew Fitzpatrick got engaged last week. How about that? Congratulations to Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that's big. The
no braces.
No braces. yeah, no, that's I think he did well. Happy for the guy. He's easy to root for. Yeah, congrats, yeah. Fitz. A few other golf gossip over the last few weeks. A reoccurring guest on, well, two reoccurring guests. One was, there was a viral video of a lady getting kicked off a plane, and everyone thought it was Holly Saunders, and she actually went to Twitter to clarify that it wasn't her.
Oh, I did see that.
Thought that was pretty funny. And then again, another familiar face, maybe the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Suspect, regular, not regular suspect.
Offender or regular appearance. You know, it's like a recurring guest star.
I don't know. Whatever. Mr. Phil Mickelson's back in the news today. He posted kind of a weird Instagram story, basically saying he's not gambling this football season because he crossed the line and it became an addiction. So That was kind of weird. I thought we were over this, but the story just feels like it keeps going and going. I'm kind of ready for it to be done. But it was weird that he's like, I'm not gambling on football this year. And it's like, he's basically like giving a pep talk to like, don't gamble on fantasy. Like, time with family is more important. So I'm just ready for Phil to be back to normal. I think we're getting there. I'm kind of tired of the gambling stuff, but thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I think we can put that to bed. I think now we can officially put that to bed. Phil, if ever you see this, I'll probably tag you. If ever you see this, stop bringing it up. Nobody cares anymore. Sorry, nobody cares. We know that you're a degenerate gambler. You lost a shit ton of money to the IRS. And like you said you've done better. You've gone to like Gambling Anonymous or whatever the heck it is. Like, I don't care anymore. I really don't care. You're a degenerate gambler, that's cool. But as long as you pay your debts, then nobody cares. Yeah, I'm with you. It was a very strange post. I thought we were over it. I'm ready to move on. Yes. T-Bone, there's one other thing I wanted to bring up. How about some amateur golf? You know what this last weekend was the United States Mid-Am. So I want to show some love to friend of the pod and frequent guest of the pod, Trey Cassidy. Trey Cassidy he qualified for the US Mid-Am this year. He shot 71 at Panther Trail, I think in the Woodlands. Made it on the number, and so he played in the US Mid-Am at Sleepy Hollow this year. And the US Mid-Am, I think they play, oh gosh, I have to look it up. Should have looked it up beforehand, but I think it's three rounds of golf, and then they for like qualifying, and then it's a 64 match play bracket. And Trey went into a playoff to get into the bracket, and he ended up making it into the match play. Into round of 64. So he got the round 63 draw. So he's playing against the two seed. And Trey was up on it, man. Trey was up by one, I think, through 14. And then did not finish so hot. Ended up losing 2-1. So I would just want to show some love, though, to Trey, because that's a very difficult tournament to A, qualify for, and B, he took a previous winner in the number two seed down to the wire, gave him all a shot. So congrats to you, Trey, man. I know it wasn't the outcome you're looking for, but still huge accomplishment. So I want to show you some love. But T-Bone, also, before I move on, do you know who ended up winning the US Mid-Am?
Nope, hit
The
me.
winner was Stuart Hagestad. That guy again. That is now the third time that he has won the US Mid-Am, which is pretty remarkable.
And he's played on like Walker Cup teams and still might be playing on Walker Cup teams.
He played on the Walker Cup team this year. So the Walker Cup was played at the old course a few weeks ago, and he won his match. I think he won like, I think he went through 2-1 on his matches, or 3-1, something like that. Like, the guy is one of the best amateur golfers, I think, for sure, of this generation. Because what he has done, he's played in the USAM, he's played in the Masters. I think he qualified again now, so it's like his fifth,
That guy's living the life.
right, dude? He's got his he like he works the Cush Finance job up in New York. Like, got his MBA. Like, now he's won the US Mid-Am, stuff, played in the Masters all the time. Like, this guy's gonna be the next president of Augusta National. I am convinced.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, this guy's been around for forever, and watching him play with all the young college dudes and the Walker Cup team, so cool. I think this is like everyone's dream as a 9-to-5 worker, being able to do something like this. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I'm trying to find like his stats or whatever. I saw a really good tweet on it, but I can't find it here. But yeah, the guy's a stud. The guy's an amateur golf legend. So congrats to you, Stuart Hagestad. T-Bone, I just realized we didn't do the segment one thing you want to cover, but I don't know if there's anything else you would like to add, or if you want to go and wrap it up.
Why don't we give a, yeah, we could do the, okay, so new segment, we're workshopping. We'll go ahead and throw it out this week, or we'll let it ride this week. So we're going to do the, I think we can figure out what we want to do in the future, but it's your birdie and your bogey of the week. Maybe this week we just pick one
Okay.
with the time. So your birdie's something you liked in the world of golf, anything that came across that you liked. Bogey, what you didn't like. Pretty simple. And thought it could be a good news segment to add to the show. So I'll start with my birdie of the week.
Okay.
And I would say my birdie of the week is people paying up. This is really on theme for today's episode, but people paying up on golf bets. I think we've all run into a scenario where you're playing for money and maybe you don't even know the person that well, and it gets kind of awkward. And I respect the hell out of people that you don't have to ask. The round's over, they'll pay up, especially if they pay up cash. When I lose, I like to take the awkwardness out of it and just agree to what I agreed to. So I think that's kind of a weird thing that happens in golf, especially when you're playing with people you don't like. So something that I really like, and my birdie of the week, people paying their golf bets.
Okay. I like that. I remember I was playing with some guys I'd never met before, got invited with a buddy, and I tried to pay them in cash. You know, he looked at me and was like, what the F is this? He's like, just give me my Venmo. Like, I don't want cash. Idiot. I was like, oh, sorry, bro. Like, it wasn't that much. It was like $20. So it was like nice and even number, but you know, whatever. I do respect that. Tebow, my birdie of the week, I'm going to go with Justin Thomas finishing top five this week. Justin Thomas started off the round, started off the tournament with the 69, but he also hit 17 greens out of 18. So point is that Justin Thomas was a controversial pick going into the Ryder Cup. He finishes fifth place this week, proving that he deserves to be on this Ryder Cup. I think he needed that break in between. Again, not making the FedEx Cup playoffs gave him a bit more time. He's dialed in now. Fifth place finish. Ryder Cup in 2 weeks. Our man JT is getting ready. Let's go. That's my birdie of the week.
I love it.
Getting poised for a massive Ryder Cup. And I'm predicting right now, early pick, USA wins. First time winning the Ryder Cup on European soil since 1993. JT goes 3-1 for the week.
Wow.
3-1-1. I'll say 3-1. I don't think he's going to play all the matches, so I'll go 3-1.
Love it.
Boom. Well, T-Bone, I like it. We'll get this a little bit more dialed in now. Sorry for the last second reminder on that. I'll have the sheet coming next week. But again, next week is Ryder Cup preview, man. We are right around the corner. So, you know it's going to help you, because when you watch the Ryder Cup, you're going to be stressed out drinking a lot. You go to Drinking Buddy. Get some Drinking Buddy right now. Go to the promo code, use promo code 3UNDER for 10% off your order. Go get your Drinking Buddy so that when you are watching the Ryder Cup, you won't be as hungover or help curb this year. So go to drinkingbuddy.com. Use promo code 300. Also, if you're going to be playing any rounds, because the weather is not, it's not definitely hot anymore, T-Bone. It's under 100 degrees now, which is huge here in Houston. Go get the Chip Golf Co. for some gloves, for some fire gloves. Love them here. This is the Texas Hold'em glove. So go check them out. Chip Golf Co. Use promo code 3UNDERPAR. T-Bone, also, if you live in the – hey, by the way, how to work out with Mizzen and Maine? Being the sponsorship of Big Kahuna.
We're still sitting by the phone, waiting for the ball's in their court.
Well, how was the gear? Was the gear good and whatnot? Sorry, gear was awesome. Flag and everything.
Gear was awesome. We looked sharp. I will also say the 68 on Saturday was in a Mizzen and Maine polo, so there's something magical in the fabric. Hear that, Mizzen and Maine? Career low 68 in my crispy mint green patterned Mizzen and Maine polo. Could be onto something here. We'll have to see.
We love to have a conversation, Mizzen and Maine. That's all we're saying. Shooting career lows, even though we lost the Big Kahuna. It's okay, because you know what? You gave the other people a chance. You won 4 years in a row now. You got to give somebody else some love. But only because they're wearing their Mizzen and Maine shirts. So totally understand it. Respect it. But shout out to Heineken for also the drink in the corner there at T-Bone. Heineken, official, non-official beer of 300 Par Pod. Here we go. T-Bone, we got to drink that, man. Look at that, 300. Shout out to Heineken. If you live in the Hill Country, go to Waterloo Turf. Go to Waterloo Turf. Tell them that 300 Par sent you. WaterlooTurf.com. Highly recommend turfing. Done it at my house. It's fantastic. Tell Lance that 300 Par sent you. T-Bone, tell us about the Paisley House.
Paisley House, all of your interior design needs, furniture, outdoor furniture, head over to Paisley House. That's simple. Tell them 300 sent you, and Joni will hook you up.
Joni's got you. We love the Paisley House here at the 300 Part Pod. T-Bone, I'm going to turn it over to you. Final word.
Slow week on the professional golf circuit, but I'm riding high with my 68. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm got the golf bug. I'm ready to go all in on fall golf. Ryder Cup coming up. We'll do a little preview of another golf trip on the horizon. Big weekend for me in October, but more on that later. And yeah, all I got to say is USA.
USA, baby. Can't wait. T-Bone, I got some exciting news as well, but I will share with you after the Ryder Cup, because I don't want to rant on the parade of the Ryder Cup. So we'll share with you after the Ryder Cup. But everybody, we appreciate you tuning in. That about wraps it up. Big week coming in 2 weeks. So enjoy. I'm Scotty T for T-Bone. And remember,
little white balls are.